Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? Well, racing fans, now that we're into the month of January, the racing season in Oldsmar is going to be in full swing. We're now permanently in our four-day-a-week schedule, running every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The only exceptions to this are the first 2 weeks of February will feature five-day-a-week racing with Thursdays added to the mix. And that was necessitated because two Sunday racing dates in December were lost because of the outbreak of equine herpes. And now that is all over with, I am happy to report. Only one horse was affected. The rest of the barn were put in quarantine. The quarantine period has gone by and things are back to normal. And I'm happy to report that Kathleen O'Connell, whose horses were in the one barn that was affected, they were quarantined, came back running on Friday, and Kathleen O'Connell saddled four winners, and then another one on Saturday for good measure. So I'm glad to report that her horses are all healthy and ready to go, as is the rest of the equestrian population. And let's just be happy that that situation is behind us so we can concentrate on the rest of the season. The next event on our horizon comes up on this Saturday, January 10th, Skyway Festival Day, featuring a trio of stakes races. The $125,000 Pasco Stakes for three-year-olds at 7 furlongs on the main track. An elementary prep for those three-year-olds with dreams of the Triple Crown Trail. Then we have the $125,000 Gasparilla Stakes for three-year-old fillies, also at 7 furlongs on the main track. Same story here, ladies and gentlemen. There's owners and trainers with big dreams for their three-year-olds in stakes company. Wish them all luck. And then for the older fillies and mares, four and up, we got the Wayward Lass Stakes, $125,000 purse at 1 1/16 on the main track. The Pasco Stakes appears to be very interesting to me. We have Solitude Dude, who is undefeated, 2 for 2 in his short racing career, who was a stakes winner at Tampa Bay Downs in the inaugural stakes earlier this season and turned in a whale of a performance, setting a new record for the inaugural stakes. And goes without saying that Solitude Dude definitely is the one that we have to watch, with potential maybe to go to the three-year-old classics. Solitude Dude, who performed like a seasoned veteran in the inaugural to post an 8th-length victory, setting that stakes record of 1:09 7/100 seconds for 6 furlongs in the inaugural stakes, posted an 8th-length victory from max capacity under jockey Edgar Zayas, and he's 2 for 2 for trainer Safi Joseph Jr. and owner Chris Fontokas. There are some other notable challengers that will be lining up to face Solitude Dude. Jose D'Angelo, who won 2 Breeders' Cup races on November 1st at Del Mar, has nominated 3 colts to the Pasco Stakes. The most accomplished is Hollow Half Stables Pro Racing Stables Florida Bred Cozantite, who won the 7-furlong Florida Sire Affirm Stakes on October 18th at Gulfstream. Other Pasco nominees of intrigue include Todd Pletcher's Jackson Hole, a son of Nyquist who broke his maiden at First Asking on December 13th at Gulfstream. And then we have the Cox-trained Commandant and Confessional, both high-level maiden winners in Kentucky in the fall, and Mob, a son of Gunrunner, trained by Brian Lynch, and Carlos Avila's impressive December 6 maiden winner Talmar, and of course Max Capacity, who ran second in the inaugural, trained by Richard Silman. I'm sure that the connections of Solitude Dude have a little bit of Derby fever going on right now. After all, they have a very talented three-year-old who is undefeated, has won a maiden race and a stakes race, and now he's going to stretch out one more furlong. And if he wins this one, he could have a big career ahead of him. And all over the country, at racetracks everywhere, owners of three-year-olds with talent are just wondering what the future could hold, because some of them are going to go on to the three-year-old classics, and one of them is going to win the Kentucky Derby and possibly the Triple Crown. This is like every parent with their little league or high school athlete children hope to see them go on to major league sports someday. And that's what it is when you have a three-year-old in the springtime. It also appears that Sneaky Good, who was the victress in the Sandpiper Stakes earlier this season, ridden by Antonio Guiardo, is going to return to defend her crown in the Gasparilla at 7 furlongs. In addition to Sneaky Good, who was owned by NK Racing and LNJ Foxwoods and was ridden to victory, Sneaky Good is in a good position to possibly take another stakes here at Tampa Bay Downs. She came from near the rear of the pack in the 6 furlong victory. And now in the Gasparilla, she's going to stretch out to 7 furlongs. And I think the extra 1/8 of a mile will be to her benefit, because she is a closer and has some good late foot. And if there's a lot of speed in here, which usually happens in three-year-old races, a lot of three-year-olds just like to try to get to the lead and go as fast as they can for as long as they can. Sneaky Good just might be able to add another notch in her quiver here. Also, though, there are some notable competitors that might just have something to say about that. Brad Cox has a 3-year-old filly named On Time Girl, has a 3-for-4 career record, including a victory on November 29th at Churchill Downs in the Fern Creek Stakes. Safi Joseph Jr. has nominated 2 fillies, Tessalit, getting a buzz because she won by 13 lengths on November 15th in the Juvenile Fillies Sprint at Gulfstream. And Oldsmar trainer Maria Bowersock, no stranger to Tampa Bay Downs fans, has nominated Ridgey, who improved to 3-for-4 here on December 20th with a victory in an allowance optional claiming sprint. There's also a Todd Pletcher trainee named Kadabra, who broke her maiden last May at Belmont, who has been training very nicely for a return to competition, and Magic Lovers just might want to put a little wager on that one. The third stakes to anchor our stakes race trifecta is the Wayward Lass Stakes, mile and a 1/16 on the main track for $125,000 purse for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. And this could be a pretty wide open contest. The nominations list includes the second and third place finishers in the 2025 Longines Kentucky Oaks, Drexel Hill, and Bless the Broken, who was owned by Legion Racing and trained by D. Whitworth Beckman, is a stakes winner who also finished second in the Grade 2 Mother Goose and has career earnings of $516,520. Bless the Broken, owned by Quitar Racing and trained by Brad Cox, who trained the Kentucky Oaks winner Good Cheer, is also a stakes winner with earnings of $450,835. Other accomplished Wayward Last nominees include current 3-year-old Quiet Side, a career millionaire and multiple graded stakes winner trained by John Alexander Ortiz, and multiple stakes winning 3-year-old filly Take Charge M'Lady trained by Ken McPeak. So it looks like the Wayward Last has some quality fillies and mares signed up for that. And we'll probably have a 12-race program this Saturday with a lot of good wagering opportunities. Let's hope for good weather. Now that a good 20 days have passed in this young racing season, there's a little more clarity in the jockey and trainer standings. In the jockey race, Samuel Marin has a 16-length lead over Sammy Camacho. Marin has 36 tallies so far. Sammy Camacho has 20. Sammy is really riding lights out right now, but Marin has a comfortable lead, and it might be just the two of them all the way to the end of the season. However, Sonny Leone is going to try to have a say in the matter. He's got 17 wins, and Cipriano Gill has a dozen. But Marin leads the whole pack by a healthy 16 wins, and that is a hard advantage to overcome, ladies and gentlemen. But if anybody can catch him, it's Sammy Camacho. Sammy missed the first couple of weeks of the season on a suspension, and he's been coming back riding up a storm. But so far, he's only second best. The trainer standings are just a little bit tighter. Juan Avila leads the pack with 16 wins. His main competition is Juan Arregata, who has a dozen. Jerry Bennett, who has been the champion trainer several times in the last couple of decades, has 8. Miguel Clement has 7, and Kathleen O'Connell has 5. And they all just came in 2 racing days, last Friday and Saturday, so watch out for the Kathleen O'Connell barn. They are red hot right now. Fans are reminded that in addition to the 4-day-a-week racing every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Tampa Bay Downs is open 7 days a week. We have golf, we have poker, we have simulcast wagering, where you can watch and wager on some of the best racetracks in the country. All that right here at Tampa Bay Downs, 7 days a week. You can live it up at the Downs, 7 days a week. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races, always.